It's a Daily Talk Show episode 284.
Fat Friday.
It's good.
Wow, that was quite loud.
Oh, Jesus.
Not on the fucking laptop.
The one thing that is, I just cracked a can of kombucha.
It's because you're being silly.
No, but no, I legit just tried to crack that. There's video evidence. If I crack that like a gronk comment, but the thing that's the least like fizzy is kombucha. It's like flat soft drink.
Yeah, the least fizzy is non-fizzy drink.
Well, the least fizzy of the fizzy variety is kombucha because it's naturally fizzed.
Okay, I don't know if that's true.
But yes, it is. What do you mean? Huh? There's no carbonation to this, no added carbonation other than natural fermentation. It sounded professional, didn't it?
But you said, wait, you said that this is the least fizzy because it's natural.
Yeah.
And is so that true though?
Yeah,
is
so kombucha is...
I understand. It's a
they don't add bubbles to beer. Mm. Beer just, the way they do it...
Beer doesn't have bubbles though, does it? Or it does? Yeah. Is beer carbonated or beer?
Well, see, here's the thing. This is an interesting one. I know where we're going because...
No, I don't.
Fizzy water, so mm-hmm. you have the, like you can, a soda stream at home, mm-hmm. you add the bubbles to it.
Yeah.
Whereas the way they do this, they obviously put this into a can and it's like not, or however you do it in a big vat, it's not fizzy at that point. It's mm-hmm. just water and added stuff. And then the fermentation process creates the bubbles in it, creates the fizz to it.
Sure.
So that's what I mean by it being the least fizzy of a fizzy variety, if you know what I mean.
I'll open it.
Yeah, but be careful. This fact.
So it's Fat Fridays. And did you get this from Casati's downstairs?
Yeah, downstairs. I mean, this is probably the least fattening thing to have on a Friday. Thank you.
Mr. 97, come in, please.
Yeah,
so,
come in, son.
We gave you the task. What was the task? What did we say?
Yeah, Tommy and Josh tasked me with figuring out what to do for Fat Fridays.
Okay, and we don't know what you've done.
No. Nah.
No,
it's a surprise.
But you've been microwaving this fucking thing for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
What did I give you a budget? What was
huge.
The budget?
$60.
$60.
Yeah. How much did you spend?
Half. $30.
$30. Okay.
Mate, I wasn't meaning be like you didn't need to be cost conscious. Did you need to spend more? Like you were trying to do this on a budget?
No, it's fine.
Okay, great.
God.
That's good.
Do you know something about our financials that I don't? Is that why you're penny pinching?
I appreciate it.
That's fine.
But does Mr. 97 get to pocket the other 30? That's the real good.
I actually haven't given him anything for it. So he's, okay, I said to him, dude, if you want me to give you the card or I'll send the money through. He didn't even say anything.
You never even have your own card with you.
I know, but I was going to make it work for him because he went out of his way. But he's gone out of his way.
So I heard a beep. Have you got to go collect it now?
Yeah. Okay, I'll go grab the
he doesn't want to say the thing. It's a surprise. He didn't want to say the thing. The poor bugger's been cooking this thing in a microwave for about 15 minutes.
Well,
he's taking his bag with him. Far out. I'm excited. I'm excited at how excited he has been about this. If you don't follow him, Mr. 97, on Instagram.
MR97.
Yeah.
Like as in written 97.
Out 97. Mm. He's been doing Insta stories, which I've never seen the kid do.
This is great.
And should I just play a little bit of one of them? Not that it'll sound any good.
It'll sound like shit.
Yeah.
We'll get Mr. 90. How about this? No, we'll just get Mr. 97 to add them as highlights so people can go watch them.
Oh, good idea. Yeah, great idea. We'll go to Mr. 97. But last night he's heading down to the shops. It's fucking pumped. I stopped as soon as I knew what he was doing. I was like, not going to watch it.
Not going to watch
it. Don't want to know what he's doing for us.
Do you have, like when you were growing up, did you have certain meals? Mr. 97's 19. When you were 19, were you cooking yourself anything?
Yeah, I was doing like tuna and rice for bodybuilding purposes, okay. Mm-hmm. Trying to get bulked. I will say though, Mr. 97, you said he's 19. That's fucking 11 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like either I've got this warped, like maybe I'm becoming an old fart, but I don't feel 11 years older than that kid. Mm.
I don't think he's a kid anymore either.
Well, I mean, he's 11 years younger. He still lives at home. He's 19.
Yeah. It's strange, isn't it? Because he's a lot more mature than us in a lot of ways.
Yeah, that's why I feel.
He's got his life together.
Well, we worked with somebody the other day and Josh just checked their age and you were like, holy, this guy's... Like he looked great for his age.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And then John Safran, when we bumped into John, I was like, I was going through my, because I've just uploaded all my photos to Google.
You said you went to his 40th. I'm like, mate, he wouldn't even be 40. You went 35. To his 30th. And then you looked on Wikipedia.
I looked on Wikipedia. He's like 46. And it was 6 years ago.
John looks amazing.
Mate, he looks real good.
Okay, so it's all really? Coming out. Here we go.
Here we go.
I can see. Here we go.
Oh, look at it.
Wow. With black beans.
Yes.
This is great. Oh, Mr. Noisette is coming around.
He's got other stuff for it.
He's very smiley.
So if you're listening, he brought from home a huge serving tray, and now he's got some... A huge serving tray. In the serving tray is, it's huge. It's a pile of, is this meat? I'll let him explain, but it's basically nachos.
It's like a loaded nachos. This looks phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Please, 97, you can do the full, the unveiling. You can sort it out. Okay, he's going to, you've given us a whole avocado. Have I got to cut it up and do it all? We'll work it out.
He'll work this out. You need to work this out while we're talking.
Okay. Oh, you got a grater? Mate, this is like a handle grater.
Oh, geez, what has he done?
Oh, he's done now can I have one of them first?
Yeah, sure. Oh, wow. So explain what these are, Josh.
97 has done the famous peanut butter cups that we ate out the front of his house.
Yeah. These are ridiculous. These look like massive Reese's Pieces, like king-size Reese's Pieces. Holy shit.
I'm going to have
Can
one.
Can you eat it in one go? They're like little buckets filled with...
Could you eat that?
They're little buckets filled with peanut butter, and the bucket is made of chocolate. This is so good.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Jesus. That's real
How
good.
How do you do the peanut mini game on the microphone? No, seven.
Come back in.
How do you do the peanut butter? How do you make it so like that texture?
Coconut oil. You mix coconut oil into it.
In the peanut butter as well.
Yeah.
Yum.
We've given the kid the task of doing Fat Fridays, but he's done fit as fuck Fridays.
Mm. Yeah.
This is something you'd see Steph Claire Smith feasting on and thinking it's super naughty.
Yeah, I went for the healthy option so you can blow out without feeling guilty.
Mm.
And then I had to get the Doritos as well just to make it.
Mate,
fattening.
You've gone Dorito. You say Doritos. These are just pieces of corn
chips. Yeah.
Mm.
He needed to get that credit out. He's like, mate, I'm not going to spend that much money because I got it all for free.
I don't know how we're going to do this.
Yeah.
So you're going to keep doing it while Josh and I are talking.
Okay,
Josh,
can I start the nachos or do we need to add?
It is better with cheese on it.
Do the cheese. Do it all. We'll let you do it while Josh and I actually talk to each other.
Do you have this at home normally or?
Yeah, it's a common Mexican, just without the Doritos.
Without the Doritos?
Yeah, just that and there's like some zucchini and stuff in it as well. More veggies.
What prison do you live in?
No, it looks amazing.
It looks good, but you need the Doritos, don't you?
Yeah, the black. Oh, so you're just putting some lime on it.
Oh, mate, he's Jamie Oliver. Mason, you're the gift that keeps on giving.
You
saved us $30.
Yeah.
You've brought the goods. But maybe we'll just let him finish. Josh, I wanted to talk to you about the revelation I've had, but you had it. A year ago, a year and a half ago, sure. Google Photos.
Yeah.
Basically I've become obsessed with finding the photos on my hard drives and uploading them into the cloud, into Google Photos.
And you used to give me so much pushback on – I used to be the one who would be – any time I would get nostalgic, I would go down a rabbit hole and find photos.
Yeah. Well, all you need to do is literally, because you've got them all in Google Photo, just type in – the person, type in the place, type in the date or the month or something close to it, which unless you have access to it, it doesn't really matter. Like it makes it it makes it sensical to whip out your phone when you're having a convo to go, check this.
Here's a photo from 2013. Yeah.
But I am thinking because we have some people around us that give us pushback on using technology like this.
Well, Conspiracy Jimmy.
Yeah.
You and him were best mates. No worries. 97 just washing his hands. Yeah. He's managed to get a whole avocado. I reckon we only need the one avocado. He's cut up a whole avocado and put it on top.
Yeah.
But you and Jimmy, can I have another one of the peanut things or should I wait?
I reckon you wait.
Mr. 97, Conspiracy Jimmy and you, you grew up together.
Yes.
We're pretty loose.
Very loose.
Do you think that you could actually get in, like, and he doesn't like the idea that all these photos are up available on Google Photos.
Well, I didn't ask him his permission. So I was pretty rampant with my camera when I was younger. Like, I had this Olympus thing that was like, literally felt like a brick. It was digital, about 2 megapixels, but I'd take heaps of photos at the parties I had. And there was like Nokia phones that were taking photos.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that I was savvy enough to actually get them onto my computer and keep them. Like MSN was flying around, this shitty messaging program where you could send.
Yeah, everyone knows what MSN is.
Sorry, he's a 19-year-old kid.
Never used it.
Yeah, but he knows.
Heard of it.
Oh, this is great.
He's currently 97's cheese.
Grating cheese.
Yes. Yeah.
But there's two types of cheeses too, which is, that's the next level bit.
If you're just listening and you want to see Mr. 97 grate cheese right now, just skip to about 10 and a half minutes on YouTube and you'll see him grating this cheese. This is lovely. I went into a dark place because putting these photos onto the computer, I was seeing images of me when I was 14, 15, 16 at house parties and just Woodstock bourbon in hand. It's very opposite of what your 15-year-old photos are looking like.
My teenage years weren't dark. The darkest thing that happened to me was kids calling me fat. But you dealt with fucking kids killing themselves.
Yeah, but even that's super fucking dark. And that was horrible. But even the dark cloud is just like what we were doing. Like, you just see like this image is this of kids trying to fucking get through these teenage years. Like it's everything I don't want my child to go through. But it's everything that shaped me as a person today.
So what was it? Is it the alcohol?
I think it's, the mixture of alcohol, fucking testosterone, like hormones. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's got pimples in their photo. Like it's just times that you're so young and you've got no idea about anything. You don't have any concept of what life will be like after school.
Do you think you were depressed when you were a kid?
Nah, I wouldn't identify as having depression ever. Like but I was definitely, like as soon as I left school, I was so much more of a happy person.
Yeah.
It was like, literally felt like I dropped the Caribbean. Remember those bags that kids used to wear?
No.
You might not have been in the cool club.
Was that at the Caribbean Gardens?
All the cool kids wore Caribbean bags. They're called like, the brand I think was Caribbean bags. They were like, you could get different colors, but they were like the hip thing to be wearing. Anyway, I felt like that had dropped off my back. But looking at these photos brings up, it's literally like it brings up all the emotion that I felt in those days, which was dark. But like you said, Conspiracy Jimmy, these photos are now on the cloud, which aren't accessible by the public. But is it like, how much should we be worrying about this? I think you're more savvy about knowing what we should and shouldn't do. Because I could easily go, look, I haven't done anything. You know, I'm not hiding anything. If some stuff leaked, it's not like it is going to ruin everything. So what should I worry about? But I think, is there a naivety to that mindset of going, CCTV, put it everywhere. Yeah. It doesn't matter. I'm not doing anything wrong.
I'm the guy that put his genetics up, spat into a tube and it's currently available online.
For anyone or?
Not for anyone, but people can like say, I'm your relative. Connect with me.
And they're pulling data from that to like formulate what genes illnesses people have stuff. for being a morning person or a night person. Like I've seen them take, Mr. 97 showed me this research where they were pulling on, what's the company you used?
23andMe.
Yeah, pulling on that data. So
yeah, I think it's probably.
But I still think you do all these things, but I think you also have the understanding. We know what to do, we don't do what we know. So if you know that it's not a good thing but you still do it, doesn't mean you're a bad person. Yeah.
I think that probably all these things that are allowing more convenience is taking something away. It's like Apple with – I was seeing somewhere that Apple wants to take 50% of revenue for Apple News, so the money that's made through that. But think about if we actually all start using Apple News – and then you have this big company that is controlling everything we see. And that's what's happening with Facebook. That's happening with all these things. Google, it feels like it's crazy to think of how much data we've given them because they have their facial recognition stuff. So they can see think about the information you've given based on how you change, like the age, like and how you look different and all those changes, and then imagine what that's done to all of your friends as well that you've uploaded to.
I mean, we haven't seen crimes happen just of yet. Of, you know, people using these things and being like, I think about the podcast.
Could we get Conspiracy Jimmy on? Jimmy,
Conspiracy Jimmy,
Conspiracy Jimmy. Can we? Can we cover your face and you can come on?
Cover your face and we'll just hear your voice.
Come on,
he's run off,
Jimmy. No, absolutely no way.
It adds to the narrative of this guy who's wanting to escape any publicity, but. Like even our podcast, the amount of minutes of us talking that are out there and constructing potentially there could be a phone call of you and I that could be constructed that is very damaging that we never actually made.
Like a soundboard.
There could be some soundboard.
Could we do that? Could we get – let's make it – it'd be fun to create a daily talk show soundboard.
Yeah.
Based on
a gronk.
Yeah.
And then you can make – I used to do that, prank calls, E-Beams World, which you never used to go to. It was like a mix of games that you could play online, weird stories, like time and porn.
And porn. Oh, it's a website?
Yeah, it's still around. So there's like funny cat videos, people hurting themselves, fighting videos like UFC, porn, games, like news. It was weird. But I found the site when I was probably like 16. And I haven't been there since, but I used to go to it because it also had a soundboard and I'd get up Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What do you mean it's got a soundboard?
It had an area where it's like, come to the soundboard.
It'd be all in flash.
Yeah. And so I'd like clicking Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, get to the chopper, like calling people and doing prank calls, which I thought was hilarious, but probably super annoying.
I do remember the Arnold Schwarzenegger one. He really got a big sort of play on the soundboards.
You totally know who it is as soon as I say, all right, you gronk.
Mr. 97, would you be able to create a soundboard for the Daily Talk Show? Taking our best, but he's saying yes.
I've never seen the kid say no to anything. Mm. So he goes in confidence. That's what one thing I like about him, he's similar to me.
Yeah.
Very confident.
Cowboy.
Yeah, I like it. I like it, son. Yesterday
I didn't swallow it. A corn chip properly.
Oh, geez. Yesterday, Valentine's Day.
I'm okay. What did you get, Amy?
It was also my son's birthday, which rattles the whole day. So it's like...
I don't think I started saying being rattled until I met you.
Yeah, it's. I guess it's one of my
everything
terms.
Just rattles you. Yeah. Oh, geez, I just felt rattled.
Because I think it gives such a great visual of someone who's like...
Yeah, I just went to park the car.
Picture a guy. This is rattled. Yeah. The guy who is on his phone at the lights and hears the lights go, or he hears what he thinks is like the walking sign. And he starts walking. The gronk started walking, but it was the other directions thing. And he nearly gets hit by a car. Yeah. He's looking down at his phone and he fucking has to jump back. And he's just sitting on the corner. That's the guy who's rattled.
And so you feel
a good visual.
That visual is what you had yesterday because it was Bodhi's birthday and Valentine's Day.
Well, it rattles the day. Rattled. I'm kind of left there going, fuck, it's my son's birthday. Yeah, I've got this person that I love and it's Valentine's Day, this constructed bullshit of a day. Like I'm.
Well, that sort of sets up how you went with
I know. But you know what I did? I was walking, I was like, nah, we work near each other now. We're going to have lunch. Let's have lunch, darling. Yeah. Great, let's meet. I've got a free voucher for a local establishment that I'm going to take you to.
He used the Nando's voucher.
Yeah, it was the last remaining dollars on our Nando's gift voucher. Mm-hmm. So we met there and I was walking there and I was like, fuck, there's a flower shop right here. And I've got to get her a flower. So I looked on where the maps because I've got her on Find My Friends so I can see where she is, how close she is to me.
Has she turned it back on?
No, it went turned off because of some backup thing she did.
That's what she said anyway.
So anyway, I'm seeing that she's only 5 minutes away. So I duck into this flower shop. And at this point I'm like, you know what? I actually thought it'd be lovely. She'll walk back into the office and she'll have flowers. Like it's all about... As much as I
hate get exactly
that,
what
like
you're
external sort of validation of love, I'm like, there is actually something nice when you sort of walk in, you got these and, who bought you those? Obviously, who
bought you those?
Obviously, it's, oh, look at that, you got something. And so there is something that then makes her feel nice. I don't know about the other person, maybe they're devo because they didn't get any. But I did think about it, like maybe I'd do it because of that. And maybe I do it because I love her as well. And it's thoughtful and she'll love it. So I did it.
Were there many people at the, did they up the price?
Yeah.
On the flowers, do you think?
It's not a day you'll get a discount at a flower shop, that's for sure.
But they're there not charging.
Every fucking man and his dog at a flower shop on Valentine's Day.
A bit rattled.
just rattled. You know what they do when they're rattled? They buy the $7.50 single rose.
Really?
Didn't do it. I was like, for one, I was like, I don't want to be that guy who looks like he's fucking forgotten Valentine's Day and has gone to the closest flower store and bought one rose.
Aldi had a special on roses.
Did they?
No, he says, just come on to the to Mike.
He's our Aldi correspondent.
Yeah, he's our Aldi.
Aldi correspondent.
Where
different.
We picked up all the stuff as well.
Oh, really? Brought to you by Aldi.
Yeah, nice plug.
So how did did you see this Aldi deal as well for the roses?
Yeah, they had 50 for $50.
Now, was it just rose petals or was it the full rose?
No, full rose and 60-day money-back guarantee. So take them back once you're done.
What do you mean 60-day guarantee?
Go check it out. It was on Ozbargain as
well. Yeah, it's on Ozbargain.
That's surely just a piece of gear. The marketing team are like, this is actually pretty funny. No one's going to bring back the roses because they've given them to their girlfriend.
I reckon Aldi's thinking about anything being fun. They're German. Sven, it's just a really good deal. Do you think?
But they have to have thought, will people bring this back? Like it's all the mattress companies do, 100-day guarantee. Yeah. They hardly get any sent back, and if they get them sent back, they give them away.
Is it because, Mr. 97, is the money-back guarantee, is that a standard across all products?
Yeah, everything.
Okay.
So they haven't done it especially for the roses.
Mate, can we take this back?
Yeah, so he's going to scoop. Yeah, he'll scoop any leftovers, any of the mints that we don't eat.
We know you didn't have a Valentine's Day, go away.
No, I want to quickly know. I want to know from 97 beforehand. 97, can you just tell us what the preparation was for the food?
We're veering off Valentine's Day for one moment. We're just going to wrap up the food talk as Josh and I take a few more bites. Love this. Go. What do you reckon?
So what was the preparation? Were there any challenges?
You literally just throw it all into one wok. So there's like black beans, kidney beans, chickpeas, brown rice, beef mince, garlic, pumpkin.
Oh, great. Is there quinoa in there?
Yeah, a bit of quinoa. Brown rice and quinoa.
This kid. What else?
Carrot, sweet potato. But you literally throw it in and it's done in like half an hour.
You're trying to hide the veggies from the baby.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It's got to be that.
I was going to put zucchini in it and I was like,
I would have liked the zucchini, I think. So this cheese, ricotta cheese, do you normally add it on top or what's the deal?
Yeah, I usually throw ricotta on top and avocado as well.
Okay.
He's a very healthy guy.
Yeah. Where did all the being healthy come from? Are your parents super healthy?
Yeah, we're pretty healthy. Yeah, we're a pretty healthy family, but I think just listening to like Joe Rogan and Rhonda Patrick, that really solidified
everything
with like veggies and stuff.
I've seen Joe Rogan's rig, not that lean.
He's lean as fuck, dude.
Yeah, he's pretty swole.
He's muscular. He's body fat and muscle mass.
I feel like
body fat's very low.
I feel like he's one of those guys though with a t-shirt on that I'm like, I can't tell if you're jacked or if you're fat.
No. It's his body shape. He's like a small dude. Mm. How tall is he? How tall is Joe Rogan? I reckon 5'7".
1.7. So that's 170 centimetres. So that's, I'm 186 or something.
Yeah, in feet. So we're trying to get it to a feet. No.
He's 0.05 of a foot.
There we go. He's 5'6". What did I say?
I don't know.
I think I said.
You said 5 something, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon it's close. Anyway, he's just like muscular. Mm. Anyway, we're now just talking about Joe Rogan's rig. But he's ripped. Yeah. I mean, you joke us there. This is really good, Mr. 97.
Thank you for doing that.
So what's the prep time? And what's the
reheat took longer than the prep.
Reheat's longer than the prep is the title of the show.
Yeah, it was probably maybe half an hour to make that.
Did mum help you?
Nah.
Really?
James, my little brother, helps me with the
great. He's the Thanks, expert, James.
So. James, shout out to James.
Yeah, he's really, definitely the cups have been done before. That's you're not your first rodeo with the cups.
No, that actually is.
Really? Yeah. But James helped you.
No, James has never done them in cups before.
Really? Nailed it, bro.
The cups is like next level stuff. And just very quickly, We drove you home the other day and we're talking about this beef that I had in the fridge. And we took the pressure off me by, because Bree said, did you have the leftover beef? I said, no. And then I said, Mr. 97, will you eat the leftover beef? Can you bring some salad and eat the beef?
Yeah.
And so you said yes.
I brought the salad, yeah.
And then I was out of the office. And then I got told by Tommy that you didn't eat the beef.
I threw him under the bus. There was an intensity from Josh towards Mr. 97 for him to eat this. So it was like,
yeah, for sure.
I could totally tell. It's like I fucking have spent.
Well,
money
you were
on
getting
it.
Off the hook with Bree
it.
As well.
Yeah, that's what it was, mainly because I told Bree this. I also, to be honest, don't want to have to clean out the Tupperware. So it's like if Mr. 97 can eat all of it, I don't have to clean it.
And when he opened it, I was in here, you weren't here. And I'm like, oh, you're going to eat that? He's like, yeah. Then opens it. There was so much in there, dude.
Mm.
This poor kid had to try and get through it all. And what did you end up doing?
Didn't eat any of it.
Yeah. So what?
Well, hey, we've got to preface it with, yeah. When we were in the car, I told you that I've had bad pulled pork before. I got it from Coles. And it was literally just
this
one.
Is a massive
fuck
slam.
Like, yeah, I know.
Throwing shade.
Derek's just walking past. Feel free to have some nachos from us, Derek, made by Mr. 97.
Yeah. He's throwing shade at Coles because he's an Audi sponsor. He heard nachos and he's coming back.
So Mr. 97 has created this for Fat Fridays.
You got to walk in.
Come into frame.
Basically, this street where we have our office is filled with other creative goons, and here's another one. He's just prepping his beard. He's got a hole in his top. You can't fix that.
But before
it's
we get
literally
Derek,
at your nipple, that hole.
Before
that
we
is
get
amazing.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
That's crazy.
I just want to finish it. Before we get Derek on, just 97.
Mm.
So you felt that the beef was too similar to the pulled pork?
Yeah. After the pulled pork, I threw up like all night. And then, it just reminded me when I smelt and tasted your.
And I just thought that you didn't. Beef. Yeah, because I had thought that you had just been like, nah, I don't want it. But what Tommy told me, which I really appreciate, is that you were sort of gagging trying to eat my beef. So I
appreciate
it.
Yeah, we had to give it a go.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Thanks, mate.
Good spot. Thanks for today, mate. Just quickly, before we do have Derek on, I will get back to my Valentine's Day story.
Derek from What Now and Castaway Studios. What's going on, mate?
Yeah,
mate.
I just caught that. Who was gagging on your beef?
Yeah, Mr. 97. It was shredded beef. Shredded beef. What's happening?
I've just come for a bit of this.
So this was made by 97. It's got like a bunch of beans in it. It's like a healthy sort of nachos.
Mm.
What's been? You recorded More Than a Wheelin' yesterday with Sean. That was awesome. Yeah. Can you fucking your mic technique?
Dude who's got a podcast studio.
I was kind of more focused on my look.
Oh yeah, no, true. Right. True.
Looking,
this is,
there you go.
This is near for you.
I appreciate it.
What are you doing? What, you were coming up to see us?
I wanted to show you my new tech.
What do you got?
All right, he's got a Jesus, he's got my camera that I've uploaded all those photos from 1999.
So Derek's showing like an old point and shoot camera,
This is basically the one I described earlier in this episode.
What happened?
I bought it at a garage sale for my daughter, my 8-year-old daughter, for $5.
Yeah.
No cables, had a battery in it.
Yeah.
No SD, no cables, no charger, nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just because she wanted to.
It's 7.2 megapixels.
It does a really nice photo. But this reminds me of the camera that I had on school camp in grade like 10. Mm. Yeah, so go on.
So I got on eBay that night to find a charger and a battery and all that to get her camera rolling. Mm. And I found this one.
Wait, so this isn't the one you saw
this
at the garage sale?
Well, it could be. I'm not sure. I've mixed them up. But then
but
there was one
multiple.
That was $5. No one had bid on it with the cables, the charger and the SD card. And so I bid on that to get the charger.
Ah, I see.
And now I've got two stupid little silver cameras for $10.
Tommy has.
So that's why you came to our office?
You wanted to
show off my great deal.
No, it is. It is a very good deal. Does it spark joy?
Sparks joy because in my studio, you know, Castaway Studios, 7 Easy Street, Collingwood.
There you go. Only time he has good mic technique when he's putting in the plug. I appreciate that. Keep going.
So the idea is that people do a show and then they want to get a picture. They go, oh, can you take a picture? And I've got a camera, the Canon M50, set up on the tripod with a little extra screen and all wired up.
So it's legit.
So it's legit for streaming and it's just a pain in the ass to disconnect it all to hold it in your hand and take a couple of pictures.
Do you know what would be sick?
People are funny if you use your own phone.
Why?
I don't know. They just think that you're going to instantly use it for your own sick purposes.
Well, if you've got it connecting to Google
Photos,
Google Photos, it will. I will have it forever.
But Derek, have you locked in that guy that, you know, how there was a guy looking at the studio?
No, he didn't do it.
Did that film one end up happening or no? Maybe you look at the photography, film photography.
Moving forward.
It's moving forward. Yeah, so that would be sick because that is a guy who does like film photography. Mm. Could you get him to do something where you could do like Polaroids or like old school, like even using old point and shoot disposable cameras and get them processed in the front room? Yeah,
the look of Derek is too much work.
No, because I thought you were talking about the guy who wants to set up a whole professional streaming in my in my studio.
Oh no, like
this guy.
I'm talking about the film canister guy.
Yeah, that is. I reckon 80%.
And so, would you?
Sorry, Trevor Long. This is a very in conversation on our podcast.
Yeah, it is. Well, this is how we roll. But no, so
hang on. Wait a minute. Sorry, Josh shouldn't be here today.
Why?
Well, it's his weekend.
It's true.
I hope Trevor. I hope you're at home having a relax.
The start of the what you think that you're basing that on. You need 2 day weekends.
Yeah, because that's how everyone else.
Primary schools, high schools, banks keep going.
Yeah,
it goes forever.
Okay.
Yeah. We do have a 2 day weekend. That's our culture.
So the film photography thing. I feel like you would be into that, like taking photos or no? Not really.
Mate, just get a Polaroid that prints it out instantly.
The Polaroid would be sick.
I reckon that's a good idea.
Because you've got a show, Aussie Vinyl Show, which is it even a podcast yet or is it still an Instagram account?
There's two episodes of, you know, preppy.
Okay. Yep. Well, but I think it would be cool if you're doing the vinyl, like a music show, to then have some form of analog photos would be sick.
Because you're right. The comfort zone with that, like I said, like having this weirdly creates a sort of a comfort zone because it's a camera and you're taking a picture. It's not personal, like suddenly they've given you permission. Like people go, I use my phone. You go, well, I've got mine here. And they go, but they think, oh, well, they've just sort of signed up to be part of your advertising structure.
I probably have a spare one which is probably 10 times better than that for you. If you
haven't been.
I hope it's $5.
Well, I reckon
I haven't been using my RX.
I didn't even want any. My daughter wanted it.
But do you know, that actually reminds me, I had someone that I was filming the other week. They were doing a performance, a musical performance, and I'm filming with our cinema camera and she got someone next to me filming on her iPhone as if she thought I was going to fuck it up or whatever. It was a bit of a nightmare. Then halfway through that filming, she used a special app that then must have done some sort of like an Insta story loop. So it started playing back the video live and we had to cut the whole thing and start
it
again.
It's like the photographer on a video shoot where we're recording sound and they're just like... The amount of people that have asked me, oh, can we just turn that off, that sound? It's like, no, it's actually mechanical.
Yeah, yeah. Unless it's the A7S or like the mirrorless.
You still can't turn that off.
A7S is silent? No?
No.
Not completely silent?
No. Mirrorless cameras have this really cool like...
Oh, that's right. There is a camera that has zero sound. Derek's been eyeing off one of the chocolate peanut butter things.
Have one of those and then we're going to get back to our show.
I want Derek to review it.
All right.
He's having another nacho thing. All right. Mm-hmm. So this was also created by Mr. 97 and his younger bro.
They were game changers when they started appearing in the posh confectionery stores.
Yeah, Reese's. So this is
not Reese's.
This obviously. This is
better.
This is a healthier version.
Oh.
No, have it. You'll be right. And can you explain, before you put it in your mouth, can you explain what happened to your top for there to be a hole right at the nipple?
Well, it's not right at the nipple. It's down here.
Okay.
Every time.
Yeah. It's all right. He's dropping peanut butter everywhere.
I think
we're going to keep single thought here today.
Okay, I don't know where this T-shirt, I've never seen this T-shirt before in my life. It was in my T-shirt drawer. I'm guessing it. Is my wife's or something. I don't know.
I feel like I've got two babies here that I'm looking after right now.
Describe it.
He went the whole, hog.
He looks like he's fucking...
It's so good. It tastes healthy.
Yeah. Looks like the toilet paper broke on his hands.
Fuck that. All right.
Anyway, thanks, Scooter Derek.
Thanks, guys.
Have you got an official date, start date for what now?
We're rebranding.
Okay. Do you have a new name?
We're going to use the same platform so we don't have to get new fans.
Okay, great.
We don't. We're talking about names.
Okay, that's exciting. Yeah.
I like Pull My Finger.
It's a very it's because it's a dad podcast.
Yeah. What do you think?
For the pun of it.
For the pun of it.
I don't know. Dad jokes, like something around the dad joke thing.
It is the classic. To me, that's the quintessential.
Dad.
If you say pull my finger, you go, oh.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
dad. Yeah. All right, uncle.
All right, yeah.
Right. Thanks, yeah. Des.
Thanks for the tucker.
Derek positive affirmation always goes down a track.
Derek approves.
He's actually trying to take a picture.
Can you,
mate, you probably have to get closer on a 7-megapixel camera, but he's done it. So I'm in this fucking florist and I don't want to be the guy that's just getting one rose. Like I don't want to be the person walking down the street with a rose because I feel like it's so cliched.
Yeah.
So I went with something else.
What?
I went with some kind of like, I don't know, some native, some lily. It was beautiful. It was just like similar cost. It was like a bunch of them rather than one. Mm. And they actually, like, they're blooming.
And what was Amy's reaction?
This is what happens when you've been married for a little while. Hand them over.
Wait, to be clear, you're talking as if you've been together for 30 years.
Nearly seven. A little while.
Yeah, married.
I've been together for nearly 7 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure you can experience this too. Yeah. What I'm saying is when all the fucking juice is out of your relationship, I'm sure you've done this too. Hand it over and she's like, oh, that's so beautiful. She's like, this is the only time that you're not saying sorry for something. So whether you're, which probably wouldn't happen. Like you're probably in a bad relationship if you're 6 months in and she's saying that.
Yeah.
He's saying that. That's what I meant. I know I haven't been fucking married for a long time, but just in terms of relationships. No, so it was nice. But then what I wanted to know when she got home.
What did all her friends say in the office?
Nothing. No one said anything to her. So my thinking of her just getting all this sort of nice affirmation. Didn't happen
because they knew that why you were doing it. They knew that, but then you followed it up with an Instagram post, which was lovely.
Oh yeah, put up a nice pic from our wedding, which is it's nice.
Do you tell Amy before you do it? Like I'm going to use this photo. What do you think?
Nah, I just used it. Mm-hmm. I didn't. I mean, that's the. I find it really weird putting out posts when half the time, when you or Bree would do it. Because I know what you guys do. I know you like you live together. Mm-hmm. It's like all I have is a picture in my head of you sitting next to her and doing this lovely.
That's what I imagined.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I'm like, I battled that. I was like, I bet you people are going to think I'm actually sitting next to Amy and I wrote this. She was in the shower, guys.
Oh, great.
So then
she was in her bedroom.
And she said, oh, that's. Oh, that's nice. Did you get Brie anything?
Yeah. I did.
That's nice. But you had to say sorry for something. No,
no, it was good. It was actually I caught her off guard, which I love.
Because another
I
keep cup.
No, it was actually she'd asked. Well, we'd been at a play like that Milligram. Remember, I talk about Doncaster Milligram.
Oh yeah, yeah. The expensive typo.
Yeah. No. The premium typo. It's like the expensive gift shop. Anyway.
Isn't that what I said? Typo?
Is not premium though.
No, I said like it's like the expensive gift shop. It's like the expensive typo.
Yeah.
Which I was referring to Miller's the expensive one.
I understand, but it's not just typo stuff that's expensive. It's actually high quality, good stuff. Typo feels like they've gone onto Alibaba.
God, now we're talking about expensive versus quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought usually expensive comes with some kind of quality.
Yeah, okay. No, but they're a premium. They do great stuff.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah,
I haven't really bought anything from there. But Brie had seen this wallet, this purse.
Lovely.
Like a week and a half ago and said, I love that. It's great. Anyway, as we're driving home, I was late to that. What time did you give the flowers?
Oh, lunchtime before.
Okay. Yeah, so it was getting close to the end of the day.
Mm.
And Bree's like, what day is it? I'm like, Thursday. I'm like, actually, the shops are still open. Can we go to Doncaster? So we went to Doncaster, had some Nando's, and then I said, I just want to get you something. Can you go or whatever? And she said, are you going to your favourite shop, which is Milligram?
Yeah.
And that sort of annoyed me. And so I said, no. And so then I was like, that's annoying. So what I did was I walked one way and then let her go. And then I went back to Milligram and I got the purse.
Yeah.
And then I went to the cheapest looking bookshop, you know, like the It's like the book grocer style thing. Yeah, yeah. But they actually have books and got a book that she wanted.
They had it.
Yeah, they
You needed to get
that. Yeah, I wanted to get this book, Normal People by Sally someone. Mm. Anyway, went to, it's like, it almost looks like the Not Quite Right in QR stores, but it's QBE or something. Anyway, I don't know. It doesn't look very nice. It's it's not like one of those stores that you sort of walk around and enjoy. It feels
not similar to Aldi.
Yeah, exactly. But great prices. But funnily enough,
money back guarantee.
A lot of those cheaper stores charge a lot for their like good books. Mm. They'll have like a bunch of shit books that are cheap and they'll lead with that. But then you actually go to the bestsellers and they cost the most. Mm. Anyway, I put the book I put the wallet into the shitty shop bag.
Great.
And so Bree thought that I just, and she knows I'm obsessed with books. And so me buying a book is like Homer Simpson buying Marge a bowling ball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It feels more like for Homer than it does for her. And so it was great because I
wasn't on to you.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And so there was the initial, oh, thanks. Because I pulled the thing out. I didn't write a card. Not good enough to write a card. Takes a lot of work.
Well, we are both the guys who got the present 5 minutes.
We're not card writers. That's one thing Mr. 97 kills at.
Yeah.
A good card.
Yeah.
He wrote the nicest card. And then I felt like a gronk because we gave him an Amazon card that I was quickly fucking scribbling for, you know, to Mason and then just getting it done. And it's just like reading this beautiful essay and it's just like he's going to dump us.
And so was she happy with what she got?
Yeah, she was right. Nice. But she did follow it up with like, oh, it just feels so nice because I can't remember the last time you got me something.
Yep. I always close it off with that one. Yeah.
But then I was like, you know what? I had a lot of joy.
Yeah.
Doing it. I'm like,
no, you know. Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know what? Maybe rather than buying, every time I'm going to buy a book now, I'll just buy Bree a book.
Maybe you could probably workshop that one.
We got some emails. It was mainly about the big thing that's been sort of rocking the podcast of late is the in the line or on the line. Mm. Do you want to, can you update people while I have some nachos?
Picture Mason. He's at Aldi. And you know that there's long lines at Aldi to check out. If Mason, you see him over there and he's just standing there in amongst all the people, what is he?
Is he in the line?
Or is he on the line? Which I thought it's you're in the line in Australia. Mm-hmm. That's what everyone says here. You're not on the line. There's not actually a fucking line that you're standing on. So,
well, I listen to SiriusXM radio in the States. I listen to Howard Stern. Mm. And multiple times they heard on the line.
Yeah. That's and it's out of bloody near Times Square. It's very, very New York.
And so we spoke about it earlier in the week. Matt Diavella commented and said, in the line, not on the line. He's based in Los Angeles.
LA.
And but we've had more clarity. We've had a few emails about it actually.
We're building out a case. There's currently three people that have told us. So we've got
Eric.
Yeah.
Can Eric have a nickname?
Homeboy Eric?
Boy Eric.
I love him.
He's just, he's
Energy Eric.
Energy Eric.
His energy is.
We've got I think there's a better one.
Yeah,
than
we'll
that.
Workshop it. Eric.
But he's got like Gary V vibes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's legit.
Eric B.
Yeah.
Or something.
We'll get there.
We'll think about it. Eric, if you've got a nickname that people call you, let us know.
Does anyone call you something to start with? Maybe we'll just.
E-Money. We'll work on it.
Motivation, Eric. He's spinning a whole lot of truth. So Eric's chimed in on this.
Yeah,
he said,
yes, it's on the line. He said, I can remember my mum yelling at me all the time, like, damn it, I'm on the line.
Interesting.
So that was that one.
But then he's in Norfolk, so he's like not maybe 5 hours from New York City.
Do you know what? He's actually this is very unconventional. This has been a bit of a clusterfuck episode. I know afterwards you're going to be like, I just didn't feel good about that one because we've gone everywhere. I get it.
Yeah,
whatever.
I was just trying to tell a Valentine's Day story. Yeah. I got there.
All right.
30 minutes later.
You're rattled.
I'm fucking shaking.
Yeah, you're rattled, right? You're going to be like, and so why don't we really blow it up by Eric has put his phone number.
Mate, call him. What time is it in Norfolk, USA? No, that's
8:13 p.m.
I reckon we could.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I don't think that was the right location, but it'll be around.
It'll be around there.
Let's try and call him.
All right. So what we'll do,
let's just put him on loudspeaker. We haven't set up that.
No. It's easy. Do you want to just get the other headphones with the big end? 97, can you sort that out for us, please?
Mine doesn't have the big end.
I think the big end might be on its own. So what I'm going to do, so we're using the Rodecaster, which what you can do is I just turn Bluetooth on. And I can just start making the calls. Let's have a look. All right, his number. All right. Thanks, 97s. All right, so TJ's putting it in there.
Eric's mind. Eric, this is happening.
This is huge. So just can you hear, just have a listen. What number is it, Mace?
I can hear it.
Okay, great.
I can hear it.
All right, so good opportunity to use a bit of music. No, no. We won't do that. Sorry. All right. So I'm just putting in Eric's number. I don't know. I don't have any with Optus. Sorry, Telstra. I don't think I've got any international. So I'll just get the Stung. Yeah. I don't think it will be much.
I don't think it will be much.
All right. Three. Whoops.
Mr. 97 saved us $30.
So yeah, exactly. All right.
All right. So we're calling Eric. So Eric, I don't know how he came across our show on the interwebs. But he follows us on Instagram and he's just been – oh, here we go. He's been chiming in and we're loving it.
All right, this is great. Do you reckon he'll answer?
I hope so. We'll leave him a message if he doesn't. He'll love it. He'd be seeing Australia calling through on his phone, on his cell.
Come on, Eric.
Hello.
Hey, is that Eric?
Yeah.
Yo, Eric. It's Tommy and Josh from the Daily Talk Show.
I figured that's who that was.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
I was like, who the fuck is calling you from Australia?
what time it is it right now?
Like 8 o'clock.
Okay, 8 p.m. Oh,
we got it
okay.
Right. Eric, mate, we love your videos. And we were just talking about how you sent through an email about on the line or in the line. I was just saying to Josh, I don't know how you came across us. How did you, bro?
Yeah, how did you find the Daily Talk Show?
How did I find it? I think one day I was listening. Oh, I know. Your buddy. Matt Diavella.
Ah, whoa. Diavella. Yeah, great.
Yeah. Now, how did I meet him? I have no idea.
Yeah, amazing. And so what have you been up to? You're the very first caller we've ever done on the show. We're using the Rodecaster and have it all plugged in. This is live. This is live and last minute. What's your day been like? You're like a pen pal for us. What have you been up to today?
So apparently I was forced into doing this 13-mile walk.
13 miles.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm like sore as hell right about now.
It's like half a marathon, I think, isn't it?
I don't really know. Yeah, 20, I've never done it before in my life.
20 yeah. kilometers in
that's in just the, under half a marathon.
Mm.
And so what did you have to, did you have, how much water did you bring? What did you eat on the way?
One of the persons who I was walking with was like, let's go to, we have 7-Elevens over there? Of
course. Yeah, we've got some. Right? Yeah, man.
Did you see my video?
Yeah.
I made a video about it.
Yeah. So she was like, let's go to 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And, to a store, you know, because they're not paying you.
Yeah, no pay, no save.
I forgot, my bad. I fucked about that a lot. Like, they're not paying me. Don't say that. Anyway, so we went to this particular store that sells food, and they were like, you should drink this tea, or well, this drink. And I'm like, because the drink's not paying me either.
Yeah.
And it's like kale, cabbage, it's like juicing tea.
I can't believe they had that at that store.
Yeah. I actually have it on video that I'm supposed to edit, but it's not done yet because I'm like kissing my wounds right now.
Yeah.
But that will be up tomorrow sometime, maybe.
Yeah. Hey, Eric.
And yeah.
Just quickly.
Yeah.
How do I explain to people what you do? Like, all the way I do explain is like, Eric, man, he's like full of energy. He's got these fast cuts. Like, he's funny.
I but described
he's
also, you as like Gary V. Yeah. Gary V.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm Gary V because I don't cuss that much. But because partially because my mom watches those videos.
Yeah.
But I don't really know how to explain myself. I kind of like to. So I think I was listening to one show you did a couple, I don't remember when it was, but one of the people was like, what will happen if our kids looked at us and said, what, a bunch of white guys just sitting here doing that?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think if you had to explain me, I would say that I'm the guy who's trying to prove that it can be done in another community.
Yeah. Great.
Awesome.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
It does. It's like you've got a whole bunch of knowledge within you, the stuff you're talking about. What's your background? Have you been to uni? You're working at the moment?
So I grew up in the serious religious community.
Yeah.
If there is a denomination or a reformation, I probably have a family member that's in it.
Mm-hmm. Scientology?
And I don't know, but, you know, I thought I'd get you there. So he might be there.
I thought I'd get you there, to be honest.
No, I mean, I'm sure I may have some brothers and sisters over there, you know. It's kind of hard when you're a bastard child. But, yeah, so I grew up in that environment. And I thought that I wanted to be a preacher.
Yeah.
And then the world turned and church people lost their shit. So I was like, no, I don't kind of want to be that anymore. But I've always been a spiritual guy. I just hate the religious part.
Yeah.
And I've always been a practical guy. So I'm like, okay, we're in this environment, especially in America, where even in 2019, it's still black people on one side, white people on the other. Mm. And if you ever see a black person on the other side of the fence, he's either a traitor or something else. Mm. So for me, it was always, I had the privilege of being friends with guys like yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope we didn't fuck anything up because you're on the daily talk show. We couldn't be as white, any more white if we tried.
I mean, you know, if you could screw up my life halfway around the world, then I don't know what to say about my options right now.
Have you seen Catfish, the TV show? It's possible, Eric. It's possible.
Seeing as I don't watch much TV, then probably not. But
how much weight have you lost, man? You've like, you're smashing it at the moment.
So the funny thing, it started as a project.
Yeah.
That my city is doing, mm-hmm. And we were like, well, how do you motivate black people? And I was like, hell, I don't know. Just because I'm black, I'm supposed to know that thing. And so I went to a couple of my buddies and they're like, yeah, we don't know this stuff because it's like, I think I said this to, oh, I don't know if I said this. Anyway, I'm going to say it now. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people think that because sometimes we miss our privilege, mm-hmm. and we think that everybody is as smart and as knowledgeable as we are.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know people in certain parts of the city that just got running water last Tuesday.
Wow.
And so, and their mentality is still probably just as slow as the water was. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, yeah, you kind of have to do it and then we'll see it and we'll follow. Mm. So I'm like, okay. So it became a, let me go and do it. and then show you how this looks, and then you come along.
Yeah.
And it was like, if I walked 1 mile, they had to walk a half a mile. So that's, I'd have to walk 2 miles for them to walk a mile. And it just, I had to keep pushing, because if I didn't bring that energy, it's like, it takes all of that just to get one person to move a mile.
Yeah, it's amazing. So is it like social work? Is that what, if you were to talk about what you, because obviously you're talking about, you're not into necessarily the religious side of all the stuff you're doing. How do you describe, you know, what you're on a mission to do?
So truthfully, I don't even know if it has a title.
Yeah.
Some people would call it social work. Other people would call it church work. Other people would call it activism. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like it is all in one. But I think for me, it's just proving it can be done.
Yeah.
And it's like, to someone like you or me, what I do may be the most boring thing or the most basic thing ever, but you'll be surprised how many people on planet Earth, it's like, that happens?
Yeah.
You can do that? And it's like, oh, how do you make those videos? Like, you'll look at them and you'll go, yeah, I know how you did it. Like, everybody knows that. But to me, it's like, how did you scoop it out and jump cut it and do all that? That was cool. And it's like, that was basic, but okay.
No, I love them.
So it's right. So it's really trying to introduce a new side of the world to people who probably either don't know it exists or don't think it exists for them. And I guess that's the best way to explain it.
Man, that's awesome. That's super cool.
We kind of want you to be our American correspondent.
Yeah.
Would you be up for the task?
Let me see. That comes with a huge Lipton iced tea bill. No.
Brought to you by Lipton iced tea. We could get them if we can get them as a sponsor.
I mean, you know, if you could do that, then God, I'll be your, at your mercy. I have absolutely no problem with that. I think the guys are pretty funny. Like I said, I listen to every last one of your podcasts except for this one. And I think it's amazing.
Oh, awesome, man.
Thank you so much. And just, by the way, we have permission to use this audio.
Wouldn't it be a shame?
If you didn't, I would have answered the phone.
True.
Hey, Eric, we want to come up with a nickname for you. What's, you know, we've got, because we've got Mr. 97, we've got Conspiracy Jimmy, we have Scooter Derek. What is Eric's nickname going to be if you were to give yourself a nickname?
What do you have
go on? Go for
it. Let's see. One that wouldn't get you screwed by every black group on the planet Earth. I don't know. How about I let you...
What about saying with iced tea?
Iced tea, Eric.
I mean, what about Lipton, Eric? Like, let's go full brand name. What are your favorite? What are your top five foods? I think that's a good way of starting with coming up with a nickname.
My top five foods?
Yeah.
Let me see. Well, you can only narrow that down to three. Fried chicken.
Fried chicken, great.
Yes, I'll die with a piece of chicken in my mouth.
Perfect. Great. What's your favorite fried chicken place? KFC?
My kitchen.
What is it called?
Actually, KFC is delightful.
Really? Yeah. Do you have...
What are the other two?
Yeah, what are the other two? Sorry, Eric.
What did you say?
What are the other two favorite foods? So we've got fried chicken.
Other two favorite foods. Let me see. God, man, that's a hard one because literally I eat that all day.
Oh, so you just, it was fried chicken three times. That's what you said your favorite three foods were.
So one day I'll have to, because my leg hurts, but remind me to go downstairs and open the freezer and just show you how much chicken is in that bag.
So do you actually fry it yourself?
Yeah.
Oh.
Man, we need to, there's definitely something.
I would never even think about sort of, doing that.
So, but so you have a fryer, so you actually have a deep fryer at home?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Can you send us a photo?
We have stoves with gas and everything, man. We're high-tech over here.
Man.
Shit, yeah.
That's awesome.
All right, we'll workshop a name.
Yeah. If you have any thoughts in the meantime, let us know. And let's do a weekly chat. Whenever we have something that's American related, or if we need a fried chicken expert,
you're our go-to guy.
And when we do seal a deal with 7-Eleven,
Lipton,
we'll get you involved with that too.
If you get a deal at 7-Eleven. I'd be at your mercy.
I've got no luck.
I reckon we could.
I could get a deal with 7-Eleven?
Yeah, I reckon if Eric was involved.
Yeah, I guess.
Could be like one of the big the faces. Well, there's been Jared from Subway.
Oh, mate, don't bring him into the Eric. Discussion.
Oh, God, don't compare me with that guy.
Okay. Eric from 7-Eleven. Well, this is the risk, right? You're taking a risk on us that we've got clean records. We're doing the same here. It's a great little interaction. And you know what? Subway lost, didn't they?
thanks, Eric.
Catch you, Eric. Have a good night.
All right, man.
Chat to you soon.
You have fun.
Catch you, mate.
See you, bro.
All right.
Bye. Can you believe that worked?
That's amazing. We haven't tried that before. So
we've really I railroaded this episode, trying new things
many times.
I think that worked well though.
But we've gone everywhere and we're back.
And you rattled.
And I'm fucking rattled.
Any final thing?
I really want to just sink my teeth into this stuff. So let's wrap this up. Fat Fridays.
Thank you, Mr. 97.
Oh, thank you, Mr. 97 too. I was saying Eric.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Eric, as well.
Thanks, Eric.
The official correspondent.
Mate, well done. Seriously. This is great. This is like...
Now, who are you talking to? Are you talking to Eric now?
I'm talking to Mr. 97. I forgot that we actually put out the audio of this show too. I was eyeballing.
Okay. So it's a Daily Talk Show, everyone.
Anyway.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com.
Happy Friday.
If you want to send us an email. Catch us.
See you guys.
Bye.